Once you get your tablet or smartphone, maybe you can apply one of those wonderful bank failure apps to keep track of the banking industry. Almost exactly 2 years ago, Washington Mutual was taken over by the federal government in the largest bank failure in U.S. history. Since then, 279 banks have collapsed, the highest number of failures in nearly two decades. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
You've probably never heard of Haven Trust Bank in Florida or North County Bank in Washington State. But last week, regulators shut them down, adding their names to the growing list of failed banks. Like most of the others on the list, they were small banks. Jamie Peters, a banking analyst at Morningstar, adds that most of the banks that have failed have also been relatively young.
They made a lot of loans to home builders. So those loans went really bad, really fast. And being a young bank, they typically did not have a lot of retained earnings in which to save themselves.
They didn't have enough cash to bail themselves out. And, says Peters, failures among smaller and younger banks will continue.
The markets have opened for the large banks. The large banks were able to go out and raise equity. But if you're a tiny community bank, it's very hard to raise capital.
According to the FDIC, the number of problem banks as of the end of June was 829. That's more than 10% of the roughly 8,000 banks in the U.S. Small banks that fail are often taken over by larger banks. And in this environment, the big banks are getting bigger and more powerful. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.